We're learning Igeret Teiman. We're doing the version of the Rambam Na'am. And Igeret Teiman is the letter that the Rambam Maimonides sent to the Jews in Yemen. There had been a decree that they must convert or else get killed. And what we had seen thus far, the Rambam had given the basics of Jewish faith, and the Rambam had discussed how throughout generations different nations have tried to persuade us, persecute us, a combination of both, trying to get us to leave our faith, and that we didn't, and that we have to stand up to it and not give in. And then in this chapter, the Rambam has been discussing the different verses that they quote from the Torah, and they try to say this is a source for Muhammad. And the Rambam said, whenever someone comes to you with a claim that you that he has a source for what he's saying, you always have to look at the context. And the Rambam has illustrated one after another how all their sources, the second you look at the context, you see that it's ridiculous. There's no source. You can't approach that as a source. And he said, if you take things out of context, then you can end up with all kinds of funny commandments. The Torah says, don't listen to the Navi. Yeah, if you take the context, it says when a false Navi walks in, don't listen to that Navi. He's a false Navi. So the Rambam says, whenever you take something out of context, you can try to prove something. If you want to look at something and really analyze it, then you have to look at the full text. And we mentioned that there's a whole book called You Take Jesus, I'll Take God. And it's the book, what he does is he quotes the arguments that missionaries have. And one by one, he shows how, just analyzing the context, he says, don't accept the rabbi's tradition for a second. Let's just analyze the context, and we'll see clearly that there's no claim in this. Using the sources that they quote from the Tanakh. Now we're holding page Kuf Mem Zayin in the Rambam Igeret Teiman, and the Rambam has just said that the fact that we don't accept the people that they claim came along as prophets stems from the fact that we think that they are false prophets, but not because they are not Jewish. Says, and now he's going to expand on it. And to explain this, he's saying the fact that we don't accept these people that they claim as prophets is not because they were non-Jews, because we have in Tanakh non-Jews who prophesied. Eov, Job, was not Jewish. His friends, Tzofar, Bildad, Eliphaz, Elihu, we all hold them to be prophets, and all of them were not Jewish. Hananiah ben Azur, who was Jewish, we hold him to be a false prophet. So he says whether a person is a true prophet or a false prophet is not contingent on whether he's Jewish or not. And the reason we don't accept these people is not because they weren't Jewish. And to explain this, Sheze Moshe Rabbeinu, that this man, Moshe, our teacher, Rabban Shel Kol Hanavim, he was the rabbi, he was the teacher of all the prophets, Sheshamanu Hadibur HaMdaber Elav, we heard God speaking to him, Ve'emanu Vo, and as a result of that, we believed Moshe, Uvin Vuato, in this prophecy, Ve'amanu Lo, and we told him, as it says in now in Sefer Dvarim, Kra Vata Ushma, you go close and listen to God's commandments, Et Kol Asher Yomar Hashem Elokeinu, all the things that God will say, you go forth and you listen, Ve'at Tedaber Eleinu, and you quoted us. God began by telling us the Ten Commandments. We said, we can't handle this. Moshe, we can't hear prophecy all the time. You go get the prophecy and you tell it us. Ve'hu Amar Lanu, and Moshe told us, Shelo Nishra Mitzvah B'Shamayim Latet, that God says, I have no leftovers. I don't have any mitzvahs left up in heaven that I'm going to send down. All the mitzvahs, all the commandments I had, I've given. Ve'en shem emunah acheret, God said in the Torah, I have no other faith to give. This is the way I want people to live, and it's not going to change. Ve'lo Torah bilti zot shetavo, and Moshe Rabbeinu, that we all know was a true prophet, we were there, God spoke to us, and we told him, you be our representative. So, Moshe Rabbeinu told us that God says, I'm not going to add any mitzvah. I've finished. I'm not going to give a new faith. And I'm not going to give a new Torah. All this it says in the Torah, Shenemar, like the Torah says, Lo v'shamayimi. There's no more Torah left in heaven. Leimo, that a person can say, Mi'ale lanu v'shamayim v'ikachen alanu. Maybe someone will go up to heaven and bring us down a new Torah. God says, I have no more Torah left in heaven. Just saying, let's just finish the pasuk. Deshmenu tav na'asena. Who could teach us God's, what God has to say, and we'll do it. God says, no, I finished. Yeah? Yeah. Dvarim perek lamet pasuk yud beis.
There was a few mitzvahs that was added later.
Let's see, the Rambam holds not. So we'll have to discuss that. It's a good question. The Rambam addresses that in the second root of the Sefer HaMitzvot, among other places. So we'll discuss that. Let's see if we have time today. Maybe we'll discuss today. Those are rabbinic. They're not new mitzvah. The Torah says that the rabbis have the ability to institute things. So Moshe Rabbeinu instituted that we read the Torah on Monday and Thursday. Is that a new mitzvah? No, it's a rabbinic mitzvah. So God says the rabbis have the ability to make new institutions, but not new mitzvot. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. And v'ziranu, and God warned us, shelo nosif, we shouldn't add to the Torah, shelo nigra b'torah zo, we shouldn't detract from anything the Torah, shneimar, as the Torah says, lo tosef alav, do not add to the Torah, v'lo tigra mimenu, don't detract. V'chivanu b'shem abore, la'amin b'torah zot, anu v'ninu v'nemninu atzof kol adorot. And Moshe Rabbeinu obligated us in the name of God to believe in this Torah, us, our children, our grandchildren, to the end of time. Sheken katuv, that's what the Torah says. Hanistarot l'Hashem Elokeinu. The things that are hidden, that's God's responsibility. Vaniglot, but what's revealed? God revealed the Torah to us. That's our responsibility to maintain lanu for us, ulvaneinu and our children, adolam, to the end of time, forever. La'asot et kol divrei ha-Torah hazot, to perform all the words of the Torah. That's our obligation. V'chol navi, and any prophet, she'yamod, that will stand, ben she'yem yuchas la'kiruna o la'lviyah, regardless if he says, I have a genealogy, I'm a Kohen, I'm a Levi, o she'yam aleki, or if he's from Amalek. We don't care if he's from the person we admire the most, or the person who we look down at the most, that's irrelevant. But if this person stands up and says, "Shachad mikol ha-mitzvot," that one of all the mitzvot hanichlalot b'sefer ha-Torah that are encompassed in the Torah, shebatel chiyuva, that mitzvah is no longer relevant, we are no longer obligated to perform that mitzvah. If someone walks in and says, I know God says you have a mitzvah to build a temple. That mitzvah is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. What? So that we don't accept. If a person says it's not relevant today because we can't do it, so the obligation is hovering over us, but its implementation, for technical reasons, is impossible. But if a person walks in and says that one of the mitzvot is no longer obligatory, God doesn't want you to do it anymore. Initially he said there are 613 mitzvot, now we're down to 612. So the Rambam says we don't care where he comes from, irrespective of his genealogy, regardless if he's a Kohen, a Levi, an Amaleki, shiker, he has lied. V'ikhish nevuato shel Moshe Rabbeinu, he has tried to contradict the prophecy of Moshe, our teacher, shehu amar, for Moshe already told us, lanu ulvanenu adolam, that this Torah is for us and our children till eternity. Lefichach, therefore, nachisheyu, we will contradict this prophet, v'na'arogoto, and we'll execute him, im tiye lanu yecholet azeh, if only we're capable of doing that. Ve'en lanu le'ashgiach al moftav, and we don't care what kind of miracles he's going to do. That's one of the reasons why it bothers me. People always say, he's such a great person, he did this miracle and that miracle. So, what interests me is how he kept the Torah, not the miracles he did. Because a person can do miracles and prophesize falsely, and then we put him to death, irrespective of the miracles he did. The miracles are a side point. Okay, well, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But the thing that interests us is.
When he says he's a prophet, because that the prophets they make prophecies like rabbis, they make prophecies. Like Nachon Hayeliyahu said, Gush Katif will never.
So they asked him, is it prophecy? And he said no.
What did he say?
Every generation that equalizes itself to the destroyers of the temple. So then we cannot really postpone that. Any technical reason doesn't count. We have to do everything. So
we definitely have to try, that's for sure. Yeah. To try. But there's a difference between saying technically we can't do it and saying that the mitzvah isn't relevant anymore.
Okay.
Just as we won't listen to a prophet that tells us go do idol worship, Sheken Amar, as the Torah clearly says, even if a prophet says a sign. He says, tomorrow morning the sun won't rise. And tomorrow morning the sun doesn't rise. Then he says, okay, now everyone should go serve idols. We don't listen to him. Even though he made a miracle. He made a great sign. Can't argue that that he made a miracle. The Torah says, even though he made a sign, even though he made a miracle, lo tishma el divrei anaviyahu, do not listen to the words of this prophet. Sharei Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom amar lanu, for Moshe, our teacher, he told us, lo tavdu avodah zarah lolam, you should not serve idols forever. Lefichach, therefore, neida, we will know, sha'ot hazeh, that this sign, she'asa, that this so-called prophet did, b'shem avodah zarah, in the name of some form of idol worship, eina ki im belat v'chishuv, it wasn't a miracle that God did, rather it's some kind of miracle that he was able to do, some kind of sorcery, some kind of witchcraft. So, what did the Rambam tell us thus far? That the fact that we don't accept these people is because Moshe Rabbeinu taught us in the Torah that the Torah is not going to change and the Torah is eternal.
Following his advice, you're taking part in his, you're acknowledging his idol, because that's what he says the source of the creation, even if that's not the source.
I hear. But I don't know.
Is it right that you have to ask every time when you leave the country permission from the rabbi?
If you have a rabbi, then it says that that's one of the things, it's a question of showing respect. So when a person is going to leave the city, he should ask his rabbi, yeah. If you merit to have one, yeah. V'chen amar lanu Moshe alav ha-shalom, and Moshe also told us, sh'atorah hazot omedet l'olam, that the Torah is eternal. Lefichach, therefore, kol navi shiomar, any prophet that says, shehi lizman katsuv, that the Torah has a set time, yesh lanu ladat mishpat nevuato. So we know how to judge his prophecy. Shehu nevi sheker, that he is a false prophet. Sh'arei ba lachish Moshe Rabbeinu, he's coming to contradict Moshe, our teacher. Lefichach, therefore, lo nevakesh mimenu, we will not ask of him, ot o mofet, a sign or a miracle. V'imasa, and even if he offers a sign or a miracle, lo nashgiach bo, we don't take that into account. Shenachshov shehu mofet ba'asototo, we won't consider it a miracle because he did it. And this is the critical point now. Our faith in Moshe, lo hayta mitzad ha-mofet. We don't believe in Moshe because Moshe did a miracle. Moshe did a miracle, so this guy did a miracle. Why is Moshe any better? The reason we believe Moshe is not because of a miracle. Kedei shenitchayev mitzad ze la'kish ben mofet ha-navi hazeh le'mofet Moshe Rabbeinu. If it were because of a miracle, then we'd have to think, wait a second. Did Moshe ever do a miracle that was close to this guy's miracle? He did a bigger miracle. We don't start comparing. Our belief in Moshe doesn't stem from miracles. Aval he'emanu bo, but rather we believed in Moshe lefi she'shamanu hadavar, because we ourselves heard it. Kmo she'shamahu, just as he heard it. Uvazeh he'emanu bo emunah shlema. And as a result of this, we have a complete faith in Moshe, mekuyem tadolam, and that faith is eternal. Shenemar, as the verse says, v'gam b'chaya minu l'olam, God promises Moshe, the Jewish people will believe in you forever. That's a promise God gave Moshe. V'anachnu b'inyan ze, and we, with regard to this, the knowing that God is the one talking, im Moshe Rabbeinu, us the Jewish people, together with Moshe, k'mo shnei edim, were like two witnesses, she'idu she'ra'u shum davar, that they testified they saw something. Meaning the Rambam is saying the important point here is not the fact that Moshe did this miracle or that miracle. It's the fact that 600,000 people or 2 million people stood at the feet of Sinai and saw the prophecy themselves. If I'm standing here and I see him here, you'll come and say, I'll make the sun set and he's not here. I'll say, yeah, but I see him here. You're right, you made the sun set. It's the morning and you made the sun set. I have a question, I don't know how you did that. But you can't tell me that what I see with my own two eyes is wrong. I see he's here. The Jewish people all had a clear vision of prophecy together with Moshe at Sinai. So it wasn't that Moshe said, I'll do some miracle and now believe me, God said so. No. Every Jew standing there saw God. Saw, whatever it means to see God, saw the vision of prophecy, God appearing and telling us, I am Hashem, your God. Do not have another God upon my face. God starts giving us 10 commandments and every Jew is witness. Now, when someone will come and tell him, no, it's not him. So he'll say, what do you mean? It's like telling me he's not here. I see him, he's here, he's right here. I touch him, I hear him, I feel him, he's here. And we should know, as we discussed a few months ago, that the vision that they saw of prophecy is not like a vision with one's eyes. If I'll ask you, are you alive? Yeah, I'm alive. How do you know you're alive? I think, therefore I am. Yeah? Really? So we don't go that way. I think there's an intrinsic knowledge that I exist, call it a priori, or call it the neshama that knows it itself exists. What's perceiving everything out here? It's not my eyes. My eyes are tools. Take the eyes out, they don't see anything. The eyes aren't seeing. No, the eyes are tools of what? Of the brain? No. The brain is also a tool. There's a neshama. There's life somewhere there. And that life is called a neshama. Now, when the neshama knows it exists, the baby doesn't know any concepts, but he knows he exists. He knows. That much he knows. You don't find a baby that tries to bang, like, doesn't know that his hand exists. Doesn't know that he exists. We know we exist. That's the first thing we do know. How do we know that? The neshama. That's the neshama. What perceived God at Sinai? It wasn't our eyes. It wasn't our ears. It was our neshama. The vision of God at Sinai wasn't a vision that was physical. It was a vision that the neshama saw. But it was a vision that the generations passed on, generation after generation. So the Rambam is saying, the fact that we believe in Moshe does not stem from a miracle, from a sign. No. And therefore, when someone else will walk in and do a miracle or a sign, I'll say, okay, tell me I don't exist. I know I exist, right? So now you can do all the miracles in the world. You can't tell me I don't exist. There are certain things I know. I know that generations have been telling their children and their children that this is what happened at Sinai. We saw, God spoke to the Jewish people. So now what are you going to tell me? Just like you can't tell me I don't exist. So you made a miracle. I have a question. I don't know how you made that miracle. I don't know. Okay. I have a question. But that doesn't change certain things that I know. And that's why no Navi can contradict Moshe. And if anyone is going to walk in here and say, there's a new Torah, there's less of the Torah, there's one more mitzvah, one less mitzvah, God changed his mind, I'm a new prophet, we're going to say, wait a second, but Moshe already told us it's not so. And our belief in Moshe isn't like our belief in you. So I can't accept what you're saying. And that's what the Rambam's stressing, that when it comes to this point, our faith in Moshe, it's not that we believe Moshe, but rather it's as though we are witnesses together with Moshe. It's as though we, together with Moshe, witnessed the same thing. Shekol echad mehem yodea bevaday shu emet. Two witnesses walk into court and testify. We saw Reuven kill Shimon Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. If two witnesses will walk in and say, no, it's a lie, Shimon was out in Uzbekistan with us. So the court might accept their words, but the witnesses still know they're saying the truth. The fact that someone else came with a better claim with proofs and he figured a way of tricking the court, he might have tricked other people. But the witnesses themselves, they saw it, they know they're right. So by the same token, we together with Moshe are like a pair of witnesses. Everyone knows what he's saying is true and what his friend is saying is true. And we don't have to bring proof for what we're saying. We know it's true. And that's how it is with regard to us. Anachnu adat Yisrael. We, the congregation of the Jewish people, yadanu amitut Moshe Rabbeinu. We knew that Moshe was truthful. Lefisherinu b'me'amad har Sinai b'shat ha'dibu. We saw God speaking to Moshe. We saw that. Lo mipnei ha'mofet, not because of a sign, aval asa kol ma she'asa min ha'moftim lefi ha'tzorech. All the miracles that Moshe did, because they were necessary. We needed water, so he needed to bring water out. We needed bread, so he needed to bring bread down from heaven. As is explained in the verses of the Torah. The Rambam over here isn't going into all the details. There is room for expansion, which the Rambam does in other places, as to why God did do all these miracles. There was more to it than this. The Rambam over here is oversimplifying. He expands in other places as to why didn't God just make us discover streams? God had to give us a miracle, a rock that gives us water for 40 years. There's no other way of teaching us how we could find water, leaving us by an oasis. Having us fill our sashes with water before we travel from one place to another. They couldn't figure out other ways. There's more to it than this. The Rambam right now is saying, he's coming to downplay the miracles, and he's saying, it wasn't so that we'd believe in him. That wasn't the point. What was the point? So he's saying the point was necessity. But the necessity goes beyond what the Rambam is saying here. Meaning, when we read necessity, we shouldn't think it just means, well, they needed water, so God made a miracle. There was water in the desert for 40 years. There's more to it than that. We discussed it other times. We'll discuss it in Yitzchem again, but not now. ומפני שהעיקר הגדול הזה הוא נשכח ואינם סומכים על אברהם ומתנו. And because this precept, which is so fundamental, says the Rambam, this is the ikar. If we're talking about fundamentals of Jewish faith, this fundamental is so great. And the majority of people forget this point, says the Rambam. בשביל זה אין אנו מאמינים במופתים. This is really the reason why we don't believe signs and miracles. כמו שאנו מאמינים במשה רבנו. As we do believe in Moshe. ולא שווה ביניהם באמונה. You can't equate our faith from a miracle to this. ובשביל זה אמר שלמה עליו שלום בלשון האומה. And because of this, Shlomo, representing the nation, said in Song of Songs, the nations are attracting this girl. Everyone's calling her in. Come on, we'll take you in. Your boyfriend left you. Come with us. And this girl's the Jewish people. And she finally tells them, what do you have to offer me? What could you see in this whole being, me, this whole Jewish people? Shulamit, from the word shalem. Kimcholat ha-machanayim. Like the rejoicing of the two camps, which is the two camps the Rambam already explained earlier in this letter. When the Jewish people were encamped at Sinai and God came down with his camp of angels, you had two camps meeting. So what could you offer me? If you want to attract me to your religion, you have to give me prophecy to 2 million people like God did then. What could you give me that comes close to that? Amar. That's what the Jewish people are saying. Im tuchlu la'amid li kmo ma'amad al Sinai, az amin b'chem. If you could replicate the Sinai experience, then I'll believe you. And that's where we're going to pause for today. And...